protect his water in the bore. He owns a bore of water. He wants to protect it that people shouldn't steal it. Very good. Ela balabayis lomalei. But the owner of the house, what is he putting a lock on the well for? What does he care if somebody steals water? It's not his water anyway. What right does he have right to put a lock here? So when he says, Amar Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer says, the Teretz is, Mishum chashad ishtoi. That's the pshat. Well, that the owner of the house is allowed to be afraid of his wife. In other words, if somebody has the right to come in at any time to get the water, she's afraid maybe the owner of the water will come in when the owner of the house is not home and go to his wife. So therefore, like Rashbam says, Aval hashtu deinu yochol lishoif b'loi balabayis. But now that the owner of the water knows that he cannot take out the water unless the owner of the house also opens up the lock, so lo yichnas l'shom at shiyova balabayis, like he knows not to go to his bar of water until the owner is home. Avol mishum gnevel shlo yignev l'chet, so that we're not afraid. That's the answer. And we're only afraid that we don't want this owner, the guy that owns the water, to feel free any time of the day to go into the house to get his water. Because then he'll go in when the owner, when the Bala Bus is not home, and to meet up with his wife, he'll take his wife also. Not only the water, he'll take his wife also. But now that he knows that there's a double lock on the bar, that true, you have one key, but the owner has the other key. So you could only go there when the owner is home. It's like you'll make sure you're only going to go there when the owner is home, so you won't go to his wife. That's the reason why the owner also has the right to put a lock on the bar. Right, the Mishnah says, again, you own the garden in front of somebody else's garden. Like, you're going to have to go through his garden to get to yours. In a case of Shutfis, Rashi says, Rashbam, or else could go in Yorshim, or Shutfim, Shechoku, from this Ratza Chitzin Lepnimi, Losses Lederach Biemsa Sadeil. That the one that owns the outer one, when he gave up the rights to the inside one, he also gives him permission to walk through the outer gina, the outer garden, to get into the inner one. So locher is, nich again, nichnas b'shor sh'derech v'niyodim, nichnosim, come in by daytime, when people come in, v'yotze b'shor sh'derech v'niyodim yotzen, and leave also at time when people leave. Shbam says, the chivon sh'voyzalei hezeh godol, sh'eve b'yemtza sadeyu. Like, you're walking through his property, like through his garden, he doesn't like it. That we know he only lets you come in really when you really have to. Which means that's the pshat here, derech from the Adam. Only when you really have to come in. But not just when you don't have to come in. And also, let's say in your garden you have tomatoes there, and you want to sell your tomatoes. So you're not allowed to bring in the people that want to buy them, the salesmen, you can't bring them into the garden, because you're going through the outside ones. That much reshus you don't have. Rather, again, you go in yourself, collect your tomatoes, and bring it outside and sell it there. V'lo yikonos mitoichoi l'toich sod acheres. You shouldn't go through there, also through another one. So that explains, again, if you just want to walk through this outside garden, not to get to your inside garden, but you want to make a shortcut to go someplace else, again, for that you have no permission. In other words, you own the inside garden, and the outside garden gave you permission to go through, but only for the purpose of using the inside garden. But if you just want to walk through the outer garden to make a shortcut, to go someplace else, for that you have no permission, you have no right to walk through.
So that's called,
now, the derech itself, the road, the path to go from the outside to the inside, who has the right to seed there? To plant there, so the hachitza in zareis aderech, the one, the outside one, has a right to plant it. Like Hashbam says, the chivon the biemtza tzedayu. Really, it's a path in the middle of the outside's field. So anan sadid loy mochol loy aderech mikol v'chol shal yochel zor l'sham. Like even though the outside owner gave permission for the inside owner to go through, but not that the outside owner can't use it. The outside owner still has the right to plant there. Just that the inside guy has the right to walk through it. Yes, therefore the achitzon zareya is a derech. Now, nostan lo derech min hatzad, let's say gives him a path from the side. So lochur is midashinayim, both agree. The Ram says, ain't a nisla kokach. The chivon the midashinayim hu, anan tzad is the mistama mochul es kol haderech, agam liyus miyuchad lalichav lelizriya. Again, that they made a switch, and it says now, instead of you having the path in the middle, I want to give you a path at the end, the side of the field. And they both agree to it, midashinayim. So lochur is, b'shor shiroitza v'yoitza, b'shor shiroitza matnas t'teichai, tagrin, that's what I'm saying. Since he gave it to him on the side, so here we say, and midash neim, they both agreed to it, so here it's considered the outside one gave him complete permission to use it. So now there's no restrictions. Therefore, nichnas b'shor shiroitza, the inside guy could walk in through the side road whenever he wants to. The yoitza b'shor shiroitza, he could leave 3 in the morning also, because he's not bothering him so much since he's taken a side road like. Umachnas l'teichai tagrin, the inside guy is also allowed to bring in the people to sell even inside the field. But v'lo yikonis miteichai l'teich sadacheres, but that much no, you're not allowed to use it, just use it for shortcut. In other words, even though I'm giving you a side road, so that means I'm giving you more permission. But again, only for the usage that you have to come to the inside field. The only way you get to the inside field is through using my outside road. For that, you can do any way you want. But again, just Tom Hefken the Welt to use this my road to go to a different a field, that you still have no permission. Zeb is in the Rishon Lazareya. And such a field now, since it's on the side, both of them have no right to plant there. Mashma, because this is, like Rashbam says, it's more separated now, set aside for walk. Like it's a side road on the side of the road, and you're going to use it often. So therefore, it's Mustafa, you both agreed not to plant there, but to leave it as a real path that you're going to use it. Like in all you have signs, you know, active driveway. This is called like an active pathway now. So therefore, it's a swara, neither of them have a right to plant there. Nothing more it says. Amr Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Amo beis hashalchan ani mechlecha. Let's say somebody says, I'll sell to you a place or a beis hashalchan. That means like a small canal. That a beis hashalchan means a field that has to be irrigated. And I have a canal, an amma wide, and now there's a small canal, a small path of water, and I'm selling it to you. And the path of the water itself is an amma. That's called, I'm selling you amma beis hashalchan and the mechlecha. So what's the lacha? How much do I have to really give you? Noisen loy beis amois letoicho. Yeah, the amma mikan, the amma mikan. Really what it means to say is, I give you 2 ammas for the actual canal itself. And also 1 amma on each side on the right side of the canal and on the left side of it. Why liyak fer for the banks of it? Yeah.
Amma.
One second, the bum says, "Mister Mayim, you go to as a shaker, you go to outside. It must stay ammas proich right, right." Right, so that's what you have to give him. You tell him you're selling him property to make a small canal. It means you have to give him at least, like, we're coming out 4 amas, 2 middle for the canal itself, and 1 amma on each side for the banks of it. What about I tell you I'm giving you property beis hakilon? I want to sell you now to give you property for beis hakilon. That's also a type of a canal. Or as Tom says, that you use this for the purpose of feeding your animals or for washing your clothing. So then, you don't need such a wide property, such a wide like canal. That's not just that, just 1 amma for the water itself. And the chatzi amma mikan, the chatzi amma mikan, And you have to give them, though, a half of an arm on each side of this small well for the banks of it. Okay, it's not used so much here, it's only used to feed your animals or to wash your clothing, so it's a smaller condition here. Now the question is, V'oysa nagfayim mizerim. Now again, I'm giving you property in the middle of my property. So I'm giving you four amos. So saying these four amos, the middle two, you have right to put your water there. And the outer two amos on each side, one and one, is to protect it like. True says to protect it. But who has the right to plant on it though? Does the one that has the canal, or does the original owner have the right to plant on the banks? That's the question. Mizaram, Rabbi Yudu Amar Shmuel Bal Hasada Zaram, the original owner. Like, I'm only letting you use it like to protect your canal, but the actual usage still belongs to me. The Bal Hasada, we'll soon see what that means. Bal Hasada Noitan means he has the right to plant trees there. Now, we'll soon see what that means. So, Man Diyam Azern, the one that says he has the right to put seeds there, Kol Shechein Noitan, sure he has the right to put little plants there, like little trees there. We'll soon see the difference. But Man Diyam Noitan, the one that says the Bal Abbas only has the right to be Noteya, to put small trees there, Avuzerim Loi, but to put Zareya, to put seeds there, that he can't do. Why not? Because chachulei mechachulei. If you zarei, if you plant a lot of seeds there, the seeds will go down and like break the bank. The whole purpose of this extra armor is to protect the canal. So if you're going to be zarei and put a lot of seeds there, those seeds is going to like penetrate into the ground and it'll break down the canal or the bank. Therefore, zarim is worse than nataya. I says small trees won't harm it, but to be zareya, plant a lot of things there that will harm it. That's the machlokes. Can you do this or not? From Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Amas Hamayim Shekoluak Feho Misakno Meyosei Soda. What's going to be again? I bought property through your field to make my Amas Hamayim, and I had a right to have a bank on each side. And throughout the years, the bank fell apart. Shekoluak Feho. The bank fell apart, and we want to use property, we want to use dirt now to build up the bank again. So, misakno miyoisasada. We'll have a right now, the one that has the canal, to fix it from the dirt of the property where it is right now. Why? Because most probably, where did the bank go to? Like that extra armor of dirt, like that was first in like a bank on top of the canal, where did it go to? Obviously, it's spread out in the field itself, so it's like here. So since it's in this field, you have right now to dig out more dirt from this field to build up again your banks. Mask of Lord Rapport probably asked the question, maybe no. Maybe the opposite, like the canal just made the water go down lower, and in other words, it just everything went lower, and the dirt just fell away. So the dirt is not on my property. So why do I have to give you more dirt for to fix up your banks? El, the pshat is like this rather. Ramar apropo, shamanas ken kibbel ola balasada. These are the conditions. If I go and say I want to buy property from you in order to make my canal of water to go through your property, it's understandable that when I sold you the rights, I sell you the rights that in case the banks of the canal cave in or whatever it is gets lower, you'll have a right again to build up the canal for my property. So that's all part of the conditions understood, even though you didn't speak it out, that's understood some conditions. Now, Misha Hoysa Derech Harabim Oiveres Latoy Chodeyu. Somebody owned the field, but it was a meaning there was a path that the Rabbim used. I don't know if it was a Rishus Rabbim, but the majority of people used it. You own a property, and it came out that there's a path that the rabbim use. So now, notla, you got angry, and you took it away from them. For nosim lehemen atzad, you tell them, you know what? Instead of using this path in the middle of my property, I want you now to use a path on the side of the property. So the lacha is, masha nosa nosim, you lost out. And this new road you gave them belongs to them. They could also use. But for shaloi lo yigia, the original middle road, you don't receive back. You lose out. You can't take away the road from them. They still could use the middle road, and now they could also use the new side road that you gave them. We'll soon see why. Derech HaYochid, a path, a private path. What is it? Daladamas. It's called Daladamas. What's Nagei to? If I want to say, I want to buy property off you, so I want to make a Derech HaYochid. So how much property do you have to give me? 4 Amas. Derech HaRabim, what's called like Rishus HaRabim, a Derech HaRabim, that's Sheis Esrayama. That's 16 Amas. That's the Loch like Shabbos. Or Rishus HaRabim has to be at least 16 Amas wide. So if I say also, I want to buy through your property, if the government comes and says they want to buy off you property to make a Rishus HaRabim, it means they're buying 16 Amas worth. Derech HaMelech, let's say a king comes to buy, or to make a path for a king to go through, Ein La Shir. Start up with the king, there's no Shir. He could say he needs 3 miles for his path. Ein La Shir, I don't know, he has a right, once you're starting up with a king, you lost out. Ein La Shir, he has a right to make his path as big as he wants. Derech HaKever, let's say you want to buy a place to make base a kfaris, to make a cemetery, place, or do you want to buy a plaque, you call, you want to buy a place to bury yourself, also, ain't less shear. There's no shear for that. That you can say you need a big plaque. Wow. Rashbam says derech hakever means kishenoisim ha meis lekivrei. When they carry the mace to the kever, like the basic forest, I want to buy a property there. So how big is the property? Ain't less shear. The guy says ain't less shear. Rashbam says takonas chachamim he mishum yikora the shivcha. Like they give respect to the mace, you can't restrict it. They mean in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. Yeah, all right, we'll see. Hamaimid, now, the place where they make the mamadis, like in the Beis HaKfaris, there's a loch, we'll soon see, when you bury him, you're on the way back, you're supposed to stop 7 times. And to the Nachem Ovel, we'll see, when you make the mamadis, so Daini Tzipor, Armud, the Daini Tzipor said, Beis Arbor Carbon. How wide does the place have to be where you make the mamadis? Where you stop the 7 times, there has to be a base of Arbor Carbon. That's a pretty big area. Rashbam says, Bribua, Sevlov, Misasai, Mechotzra, Mishkan, there are many villages. Yeah. Kids, it comes out, it's Arbor's Carbon, Shalosh, Ushloshim Amis, Ushnetzvachim. Comes out to be 33 Amis.